CNN News Selection Number 3, Brain Cell Philanthropy.
Across the globe, there's a new case of Alzheimer's disease every 4 seconds. Now, philanthropist and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is investing $50 million from his own pocket to fund innovative research on the disease. In his only TV interview on the subject, Mr. Gates spoke with our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Every 66 seconds, someone in the United States develops dementia. The most common form? Alzheimer's. More than 5 million Americans are living with the disease right now, and that comes to a cost of more than $250 billion a year in terms of care. By 2050, that number is expected to explode to as many as 16 million Americans with Alzheimer's. And care? That's expected to reach $1 trillion.
We don't really have anything that stops Alzheimer's, and so the growing burden is pretty unbelievable.
Well known for his philanthropy in the world of infectious disease, Bill Gates, for the first time, is investing $50 million of his own dollars into a non-communicable disease. He will support the Dementia Discovery Fund, a public-private collaboration that helps new avenues of research, ideas that may have a hard time otherwise getting funded.
Should the word cure be used with Alzheimer's?
It's probably setting a high bar. At first, we probably should say treatment. And any type of treatment would be a huge advance, you know, from where we are today. So, yes, I believe there's a solution.
Deep inside the brain, billions of cells work to create memories by sending messages through a neural highway. Electrical signals passing through junctions called synapses, where chemicals called neurotransmitters leap across the gap, carrying the message to more and more neurons. But in Alzheimer's, these pathways become blocked by unusual proteins called amyloid and tau that clump and tangle, affecting memory, personality, and eventually basic functions of the brain.
People are looking at the immune system of the brain, the idea that your cells just run out of energy, that the energy engine get broken down. So a lot of great science going on.
Today, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. It kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Since 2000, while the number of people who have died from heart disease has dropped by 14%, the number of people who've died from Alzheimer's has increased by 89%.
Was there a personal connection with Alzheimer's for you?
Yes, my family, including several of the men in my family, have had this disease. And so, you know, I've seen how tough it is.
Do you worry about this for yourself, Alzheimer's disease?
Anything that where my mind would deteriorate, I have to say I would be disappointed that, you know, thinking about complex problems. And I hope I can live a long time without those limitations.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, reporting.